This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
He did, in fact, though, talk about Caleb Williams the way Ryan Poles did a day earlier, and they were still dazzled by the pro day and just that experience in Southern California when they were there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, three nights in L.A., which one day I think will be a documentary on 1920 football drive. But this is what Matt Eberflus had to say when the subject of Caleb Williams came up at the owners' meetings.
It was great. The biggest takeaway is that you can see the arm talent on the film, and you can see it there in person. And that was the biggest takeaway. What I loved to see was that the interaction with the other players. You can see that, and you know, we talked to every person that was on that team. You know, at the Senior Bowl, we interviewed them. We interviewed them at the pro day. We talked to those guys at the dinner, and you can certainly see that those players love him and respect him and what he's brought to that program.
So very much the same idea that Ryan Poles talked about. They, I think, got the biggest impression. They kind of felt good about the player, but they feel even better now about the person. And a lot of that is based on seeing him interact with teammates and seeing him firsthand deal with the Bears in what I felt like was described as a very mature professional way.
Right. And, you know, Ryan Poles made reference to the fact that when they were out at the Bird Street Club in West Hollywood and they were having that first night with Caleb Williams and a few of his teammates out, that someone on his staff elbowed him and said, look, like the kid hasn't taken his phone out at any point during our visit here, which left an impression that, you know, this is a young man who's very intentional about what he is immersed in. In that instance, it's building a relationship with the Chicago Bears. It's showing them how serious he is about being great. And I think they're drawn to that. I think that, as I told you from the combine earlier this month or late last month, there was that instant click between Ryan Poles and Caleb Williams, because I think they both share that chilled out confidence and that cutthroat competitiveness that's you know, combined in a very unique way. That's all growing here. And when you hear the Bears start to message all the things they love about Caleb Williams, it only leads you to one conclusion, that it's going to take 3 minutes on April 25th for them to turn in that card, have Roger Goodell announce the name, and then pivot into this new future. There's been nothing in the last week and a half to suggest, oh boy, they found some concerns and they're thinking about moving in a different direction. Everything has been messaged in a way that says, we love the kid, we hope he loves us, and we hope we can take this into the next generation. Today we're sitting down with George McCaskey for a group session late in the afternoon, and you know, we see things popping up on social media that Ryan Poles is down the hall on the Pat McAfee show down here expressing even more heartfelt sentiments that Caleb Williams is the guy that's going to take the Bears to new heights. And so look, like the conclusion that we drew weeks and months ago, it certainly seems like it is now being written in Sharpie.
Listen, good for Ryan Poles too, going on the Pat McAfee show and saying he was pissed off at RG3. So I wasn't the only one to go off on RG3. I'm sure other people did too. But it's good to hear Ryan Poles not hold back and saying that really how he felt about the suggestion that Caleb Williams was going to pull an Eli Manning and all that nonsense that RG3 used to get noticed. So good for him. Yeah. That was really relevant stuff.
So, and the other part of this, which is really interesting, and we'll have some more audio from my sit down with Ryan Poles next week when we have a chance to kind of filter through it and talk about it more at length. But one of the things that he's brought up repeatedly over the last couple months is that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The attempts and the efforts by the Chicago Bears to dive down into the person of who Caleb Williams is has been centered a lot on how does this person handle adversity? How does he handle pressure? And Ryan has always qualified it by saying, how does he handle pressure in our city or our market or in this particular environment? And I think that's notable because I think the city of Chicago and the Bears fan base is a character in this story in a lot of ways. And the Bears are aware of that. And I think they're healthily aware of that in a way where they understand that, like, look, like we've got to find a way to protect the young quarterback from the noise, to get him to understand how to deal with it, to do so. There were some really interesting comments in my one-on-one session with Ryan Poles about that, about trying to bring that along. And then Matt Eberflus dropped a little nugget in at the coach's breakfast this morning saying that some of the conversations he's had with Shane Waldron has been centered around leadership development of the next Bears quarterback in a way where they're very understanding that, like, we can't just try to develop a player here. We've got to, develop the core leader of our entire locker room at the same time simultaneously so that this guy becomes the battery pack that not only is the engine of what makes the success go on the field, but is the leader, you know, is the guy, is the Patrick Mahomes type that everyone wants to be around and play with and follow. And so that's going to be really interesting to see how they handle that part of the development.
The medical exam will take place at Howell's Hall. That might be the only thing that's preventing the Bears from being even more forthcoming about their intentions, because you don't want to get Ogunjobi'd, as I referred to it. You don't want to be surprised by a physical. So that will take place whenever he visits Lake Forest.
Right. And look, like Ryan Poles was very adamant in saying, look, like we've looked through the injury history from his whole career, high school, college, and one hamstring injury in college that he played through. And so they're not expecting anything surprising to pop up on there. Ryan was also forthright in saying, look, like when he leaves Orlando, it's right across the way to Louisiana. They will go to Jaden Daniels' pro day. They will continue the evaluation process in a way that is informative and comprehensive. I don't expect that to change their mind in any way, shape, or form, but I am glad that they're doing the homework. It also doesn't hurt to go to LSU's pro day and see if Malik Nabers is hanging around to be able to figure out if you can get some time with him, who, by the way, is a Call of Duty gaming partner with Caleb Williams. They've met each other through the gaming world, and maybe soon they can be playing those games in the Players Lounge at Howell's Hall.
Malik Nabers and Caleb Williams are Call of Duty partners.
They both play Call of Duty, and that's how their connection began.
Isn't Malik Nabers? Isn't he the one who had the gun charge from in New Orleans? Is that something that is that ring a bell?
We'd have to check into that. That may be something that's lingering out there.
Yeah, that might not be something that I would necessarily. But hey, they need to go check it out, because you have to find out exactly who Malik Nabers also might not be there at 9. If he is, then there could be an issue.
You're right, but that's another topic that Ryan and Matt both sort of lit up when they were asked about the number 9 pick, because I think there's great excitement in the building about what that pick provides the Bears the opportunity to do. Matt said, if we stay at 9, we're certain to get a blue player, which is the color code for the highest impact player that you can get in a draft. Ryan understands that, like, you have an opportunity to pick your flavor, you know, whether you want a receiver, whether you want an offensive tackle, whether you want a pass rusher, whether you want to possibly trade down. I think he also was very amenable to the idea of, if a team wants to come up to 9 and we've got 6 or 7 players there that we feel really good about, yeah, let's go get another pick and grab one of these guys. There's options there. Matt said something today that was interesting. He said it's all about supporting the quarterback or affecting the quarterback, and so we've got to find somebody there that does one of those two things. That does leave every offensive tackle, every receiver, and every pass rusher on the board for them there. So we'll see where they go. But I think we're starting now with 3 weeks plus to go before the draft to put more focus on that number 9 pick.
Yeah, Malik Nabers was arrested in February 2023 for carrying a gun at Mardi Gras, carrying an illegal weapon. He won't face a misdemeanor charge following his arrest, according to ESPN last month. Court records indicate that he was arrested. I don't want to get too caught up on that, but let's hope that they just keep that as a virtual thing if he and Caleb Williams are having any sort of gunplay.